I wish I was good at sports. I don't have to be the best. I just want to be able to kick a ball. God messed up with me.
Maybe you're not so great at sports. That's okay. But God gave you talents that you are good at. Do you have a very special talent? My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. Maybe you're good at school, or drawing, or singing, or sports, but do you wish it was something else? It's normal to want to be able to do the things that your friends are good at doing, or maybe the stuff that you see online. But just remember, God created you to be special just the way you are, and He's given you the skills you have to be used for His glory. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." Now our story, it's called Perfectly Suited. "I wish I was good at sports," complained Quinn. "I was playing kickball with the neighbor kids and totally missed the ball when it was my turn to kick. Twice! I'm so uncoordinated. I think God messed up when He made me." Mom sat down beside Quinn on the porch swing. "Honey, God never makes mistakes, and you know your value isn't based on how well you can kick a ball. It's based on God creating you in His image and Jesus dying to forgive your sins and make you God's child. But I know it can be frustrating when we feel like we aren't as smart, attractive, or athletic as our friends." Quinn sighed. "I don't have to be good at everything. I just want to have a little bit of athletic talent, like being able to dribble a basketball without it hitting my foot." "You are good at a lot of other things, though," Mom said. "You really have a gift for understanding scientific concepts. You can explain body systems with such great detail and accuracy. I don't know many 10-year-olds who can draw a diagram of the heart from memory." "I just like learning about that stuff, Mom," said Quinn. "None of my friends really care about that anyhow." "Maybe not yet, anyway," replied Mom. "I'm reading a book about Gladys Aylward, an English missionary to China in the 1930s and 1940s. When she was a teenager working as a maid, she wondered why she was so short, less than 5 feet tall, and had black hair and dark eyes when it seemed like everyone around her was taller with blonde hair and blue eyes. However, when God called Gladys to be a missionary to China years later, she realized her looks helped her fit in with the people she would be ministering to. God had made her perfectly suited to spread the good news to the Chinese people at the time. Remember, Quinn, that God has made you perfectly suited for the plan He has for your life, too." "Wow, that's a neat story, Mom," said Quinn. "So instead of wishing I was different, maybe I should start looking for ways God can use me just like I am." Mom smiled. "Exactly." Well, how about you? Do you wish you were taller or better at sports or smarter in school? God created you and loves you just the way you are, and He's made you with exactly the skills and talents you need for the plans He has for you. Look for the things you're good at and see how God will use you for His purposes. Our key verse is Ephesians 2:10.
"For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do."
And our key thought, you are God's handiwork. You know what? I love to hear from listeners like you. So if you ever have a question about God, the Bible, or today's story, you can send it to me. I'll do my best to answer right away. Plus, every time a new issue of the Keys for Kids print devotional comes out, we include some of the questions we received from kids like you. And who knows, your question might be in the next issue. So, send your questions my way. Just go to keysforkids.org/heyzach. As always, I'm Zach. Thanks for joining me on Keys for Kids.